What do you get when you mix state-of-the-art software with hydro-treated vegetable oil? You get the greenest fire appliance in Ireland. Carlo and Ireland's first sustainable fire engine using solar green fuel and a carbon footprint slashed by 95% compared to diesel engines. The sustainable emergency service vehicle built in Tullow. It's a first for Ireland. It's one of the few such engines in the world. Liam Carroll is the acting chief fire officer with Carlow County Council. Liam, good morning to you.
Morning, Mary. How are you?
So how did Carlow and Carlow's fire service become a leader in this technology?
Yeah, I suppose to kind of put in some context, so the government's National Climate Action Plan 2023, it mandates the public sector and the local authorities to reduce our carbon output and our emissions output by 51% by 2030. The fire service is part of the local authority structure in Ireland, so we're mandated and we're obliged to reduce our output by 51%. I suppose we look at our big energy users. So fuel is the big one in our fire appliances. They're big, heavy vehicles. They use a lot of diesel fuel. Our buildings as well. I suppose we sat down and we looked at, we were allocated funding from the National Director of Fire and Emergency Management for the Department of Housing to procure a new fire appliance. We looked at battery technology, so an electric vehicle, an electric fire engine. We looked at it. The costs are prohibitive for one thing, but also, we're a rural fire brigade. We have long duration incidents. Sometimes we get a lot of fires on the Blackstairs Mountains. They can go on for 12, 13, 14 hours. Mm-hmm. And the option to plug in a fire engine to recharge it wasn't there for us. So we sat down with the company HPMP. They're based here in County Carlow and Tullow. They're specialist fire engine builders. And we looked at the different options that was there for us. So we quickly led to the decision that HVO, hydro-treated vegetable oil, was an option for us. It's a byproduct of the food production industry, food that's not suitable for human consumption. And the beauty of that is the infrastructure is already in place. There's a pump in the local filling station that we can just pull up with the fire engine and fill it up the same as you would with diesel fuel. There's no changes required to be made to the vehicle itself. So a very easy switch from diesel to HVO.
Right.
And I suppose using HVO is not unique in and of itself. So we looked at other options that are there. So tools have moved on, so all tradespeople know that your drills, consoles, power saws, they're all battery powered now. So similar to that, all of our rescue tools are now battery powered. So we have solar panels installed on the vehicle that are charging these tools.
Will it look like a standard fire engine, but obviously it has been extensively modified?
Absolutely, yeah. For all intents and purposes, it looks from the outside and to the general public, it looks like a standard fire appliance. It behaves exactly the same. It has the same performance, has the same acceleration, deceleration. A fire engine is essentially a big pump. It can pump 3,000 litres of water. It carries 1,800 litres of water, the same as normal. The other feature it has is it has kind of an advanced start-stop. So similar to what you have in your own private car when you come to a traffic light, it'll switch off. This vehicle, when power is not needed, it'll switch itself off, and the solar panels will actually keep the blue lights on.
I see. How much did it cost to put it on the road?
It's procured centrally at national level by the Office of Government Procurement. It costs €360,000. So again, it has a 20-year lifespan. It's going to be based in Carlow Town, the headquarters stations. We do between 350 and 400 calls a year, so it'll lose 7,000-8,000 calls in its lifetime. So it does represent, it might sound expensive initially, but it does represent very good value for money.
And are you the guinea pig maybe now for vehicles like this being rolled out in fire services around the country?
Yeah, I suppose it's a prototype in some regard. And, we're very proud it's been made in Carlow, and Carlow County Council is supporting it and supporting innovation and local business. The local company HPMP, in collaboration with a company called Ace Tech Global, based in Tullamore, County Offaly, who developed the software for this vehicle. So really, it's the first of its kind. We're trialling it out. I know other fire services nationally are looking at this vehicle. And the beauty of it as well is all the information is available on dashboards, and we can download the information, how much fuel savings, CO2 savings, and all of that is reportable, which is very important going towards 2030.
Liam, thanks for telling us about it. Sounds very exciting. We will watch with interest. That's Liam Carroll, the Acting Chief Fire Officer with Carlow County Council.